Harmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Home is where the heart is, a place where you're comfortable and secure. At Del Mar Gardens Home Care, they provide the finest professional and supportive services in the comfort of your home. Their home care nurses, therapists, aides, and companions will help you regain your health, maintain your independence, and assist in daily routines. Maintaining good health and independence in the home setting, that's the Del Mar Gardens Home Care commitment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 636-733-733. 636-733-7330.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with do-it-yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side.
It's going to be a good day. I can feel it. I can feel it. Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Can Dan feel it? Well, I looked just over. Dan is feeling it. I just looked over.
Oh, he's
feeling it right now. Tell him to stop feeling it. Now, I sense it. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about today. But I don't want to talk while Willie's singing. So stop feeling it, Dan.
That's what's wrong with my eyes.
You feel it too much?
Yeah.
Oh, here it comes.
This rover.
Hey, Beaver. Have a look at this little beaver.
Oh. Well, see, I think that's disrespectful because he's dead.
It's a tribute.
Okay. Well, if it's a tribute, that's
I love that guy.
That's
really
different. Okay. I misinterpreted it.
My feet.
I liked him too.
Yeah.
How long has he been gone now?
And you know, the sad thing is, I was on the verge of nailing a good impression of him.
Yeah.
And then he died.
I know.
You know.
I want to say,
look at
you.
3 or 4 years?
Yeah, I want to say it's 4 or 5 years, because his daughter was tiny then. Now she's all grown up. She's like 15 or 16 now.
Quacky, look at the scales, how beautiful they are. This little beauty. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. On this, the 26th day of June, how many people watched Paula Deen cry this morning on the Today Show?
I missed it.
Not live, I just...
I got to tell you something. There is something that she did that absolutely, I hope at some point she explains what she did. Now,
I know exactly why she did it. If it's what we're talking about before the show,
the last toward the end, the expression.
Yeah, the one we just did. We're
you
talking
do?
About up here.
All right, let me tell people what I'm talking about, and then you tell me why she did it.
Okay.
She talked about her upbringing and how she thought all people were equal and, you know, everything that all her people told her to say. And I like Paula Deen, okay. I don't think she deserves everything that's crashing down on her. But I also don't believe, when she said this morning, that she used the N-word about 30 years ago and has never used it again. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. I think in if you want to really be honest, say... I've used it, I'm sure, other times, and I really regret it, and I'm sorry, and it was wrong, and I'm going to learn a huge lesson from this, and sometimes this is what it takes to teach people like
me. Oh, my goodness.
This is what it takes to teach people like me what we need to learn. That's what she should have said, but she didn't. She said, I said it, and I never said it again. Well, I don't believe that. I'm from the South, and I know that people usually don't use it once, and then 30 years, they don't ever use it. Now, toward the end, after she cried, and she tried to explain to people that the people who know her and the people who work closely with her and the people around her know what kind of person she is. Most of this blasting and these allegations are coming from people jumping on the bandwagon who don't know her. And she said, when you get to know me, you'll realize I'm not capable of this, and I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not capable of this kind of hatred or you know, disrespect, blah, blah, blah. And then she looked at Matt. She says, Matt, I is what I is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what? That's the punchline to a racist joke. I is what I is. That literally is part of a punchline to a joke that I know.
And I'm betting
Why
money she doesn't
did
know
she
that
do
joke
that?
To identify with her down home fans.
But her down-home fans don't say, I is what I is. You know who
says I is what I is? Some of them might.
Go back and look at some of the old black Bojangles minstrel show stuff. You'll see a black man going, I is what I is, Mr. Interlocutor.
I think some of her... I'm from the Deep South.
15, till I was 15, I lived in the hillbilly sticks of the Deep South. I never heard a white person say, well, I is what I is. Never. I've never heard it. And I still have, you know, up until recently, till my dad moved to California, I was going down in relatives, and even after I was grown and well into my adult years, still never went down and heard anybody say, I is what I is. That absolutely stunned me. If she just said, you know, Matt, I am who I am, or I am what I am.
I think she knew exactly what she was doing by saying it like that.
Well, I
bet some of her fans go, well, look, she's just like one of us. She's and her restaurants apparently are flooded with her fans right now. And
well, okay, that's your take. Mine is mine is still, why would you say I is what I is? I don't get it. It's not something that anybody, especially any white person or any modern-day black, they don't say that. It's a throwback to the old minstrel shows. Maybe somebody else disagrees with me. I understood everything she did till that point, and that one threw me. But the only thing that bothered me was when she said, yes, I did use it, but I have never, ever since then, in 30 years, or use the word, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't.
And what was the line she used? If something is not correct, then I want somebody to grab a stone and just throw it at my head until I'm dead.
Well, I have to tell you that I think that was very powerful, what she said. What she was saying was, if there's anybody out there who has never done or said anything you wish you could take back, you're so sorry for, then pick up the biggest rock you can and throw it and hit me in the head with it. Meaning, he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought that was actually very powerful, because when you heard her say it, you sit and think to yourself, well, it's not me. I can't throw any rocks at you, because I've certainly said things or done something that I would give anything to take back. So I thought that was powerful. Because that
well
pretty
scripted,
much
for sure.
There were parts of it I know she had prepared and planned, like that one. If there's anybody
out there, absolutely,
yeah. But I is what I is. If somebody coached her to say that, fire that person. Boy, that. I mean, I can't even tell the joke that is part of a punchline to. The punchline is actually, you is what you is, but it's the same thing. But it is it's a racist joke. And I can't share it with people because it's racist. So if anybody else has another take on I is what I is, or if you've ever heard people use that language outside of the old Mr. Interlocutor minstrel shows, then let me know. But do we have any Burke segment today?
I do not. Today.
I don't have any Burke segment either.
I am so disappointed. I say this in front of the entire audience. Ugh. You two you're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
You're in some pretty serious trouble. Yeah. There may be some paid docking involved. We'll talk about it after the show.
I don't know if I have a summer cold or if it's allergies. And I've never had an allergy.
You know what it
problem.
Sounds like? Nose cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That makes me feel good.
Sorry. And don't even go, cancer's not funny. I know it's not funny. I've lost people to cancer. It's a joke, okay? We do that to each other all the time. Somebody in here says, I got a headache. Uh-oh, brain tumor. You got cancer. That's what we do to each other. I see the calls already coming in. We don't have to close the Burke segment. We never had a Burke segment because we have a couple of slackers that didn't come in with it.
And Tim will be available in a couple minutes to talk about
Tim Weiland's going to talk to us. He's out of the hospital. He went in for some reversal procedure. We're going to find out about that. For those who don't know, Tim was carrying around one of those bags for a while. And
yeah,
I don't mean a shopping bag. And I don't mean a backpack. I mean like the human waste bag. And he had surgery, and he's back. And we're going to talk to him. I'll take a couple quick calls, though, because we have some time before that. And here are the numbers, just in case. But I see they're coming in. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Michael is here. Hello, Michael. How are you?
Oh, hello. AM and PM.
Thank you, Michael. Hallelujah. Can't hear that too much. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. my second time calling. Anyway, I want to make a comment on
anyway.
Those lines. I was frying eggs the other morning, and I had the TV on, CNN News, and this segment came on, and Paula Deen's on there swearing up and down she doesn't have a prejudice bone in her body.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says, see, I even brought a friend with me here. She says, Charlie, get out from, come on in here. Get away from that blackboard. Nobody can see you back there. I swear to God, she said that.
And the friend was black?
She said, get away from that blackboard. Nobody can see you back there.
Well, was there like a blackboard, like a school chalkboard?
Yeah, well, like a black wall. I guess she said black wall.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're reading too much into that. That could have meant nobody can see you back there because you're out of camera range. Nobody can see you. Was the person at the time she said it on camera?
Well, I had my back turned. I was frying eggs at the time.
Okay, well, if somebody's off camera, which meaning they're just slightly off what you're seeing on your TV set, the camera's not picking them up, they would certainly say, come on out here. Nobody can see you back there by that blackboard, meaning you're not in front of the camera. I think because of what's happened to her, it's easy to kind of read things into what she said.
But that's always the worst defense, too, for using racial words, is to say, well, look it, I have people here. Come on out.
I agree. I think that's the dumbest thing she can
yes.
do. Look, I brought a black friend
yes.
with me. That's
here,
come
this
on.
This proves everything.
I mean, really? Come on. I do agree with you with that. Don't do that. Don't look, my black friend's here. That's really. How'd the eggs turn out?
Oh, I almost burnt them when I heard that.
Now, let me ask you a question, Michael. Are you married?
No, I'm single.
You're single. Have you always been single?
Yeah. Happily.
Happily.
Happily single.
Sounds happy.
And so you fry eggs every day? Or?
No, not every day. Just yeah.
When you feel like it. You get to do
yeah,
whatever
you
want. You
do whatever
when
you
single.
Want because you're not married.
Right.
I think I'll fry eggs and splatter grease all over the place, and no woman's going to yell at me.
Exactly.
All right, well, Matt, thanks for the call. Call anytime.
Okay, I will. Thank
all right,
you.
All right, Michael. I think he will.
Yeah.
He meant it. I will. Steve's here. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Frank.
You're
hey,
welcome.
Gang.
Yeah,
hey, Steve.
First and foremost, I am AM and the PM.
That is very important.
Yeah, I, Frank, like you, I grew up down south. Actually, I grew up in Louisiana the first 15 and a half years of my life.
Hey, same as me, 15.
Yeah, and like you, the only time I ever heard that phrase, I is what I is with that joke that you're referencing.
Yeah, well,
I have never heard it any other time.
Peon's under the impression she was relating to those people who go to her restaurants. No, they don't say that. When they heard it, more than anybody else, when those Southern people heard her do that, the first thing they thought of, oh, that's black person talk. That's from the old minstrel days.
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Yeah. It's sad. I mean, we are nowhere near the racism that we had to deal with, you know, 50, 60 years ago.
No,
but there's still little parts of it. But
there's a huge lot. There's a lot of it. And yeah. Steve, well, I can't even. Do you have any idea why she would have said that? I mean, I just can't even understand why she said that.
I think that was just her being her, and that's part of her. I'm not saying she's a complete like shotgun toting,
cross-burning
racist.
I'm not either.
But I think that's just so ingrained into her that she thought that was normal. Thankfully. The rest of society is saying, no, it's not. And so it's sad that we have to go through this now.
Yeah.
But with all the coverage that it's getting, all of the next generations, I mean, all of this stuff is going away, thankfully. I mean,
yep. All right, Steve, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Okay, there goes Steve. One more, then we'll grab Tim Wine. Let's talk to Fred. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I think, similar to what he said, I think that maybe Paul Deen in her past, and her kind of a personality, she's got a kind of a different personality. She may be thinking that she is relating to them in a way, kind of extending her hand culturally to them, saying, hey, listen, you know, I'm
to who? Extending her hand. Extending her hand to whom? Black people or white people?
Yes, black people saying, I even though you and I are different, I know where you're coming from, and I know the kind of people you are, and you know that you're not like us. And that I can relate to that, and it may be
that's a giant mistake.
What's she doing?
That's a giant mistake to be trying to say, I know you're not like us. Why didn't she just say, and to black folks everywhere, I just want to ask for your forgiveness. She could have just said that.
But you know what? I know for a fact that even some famous people today on television who are black, including the women on The View, the black woman, she says ax. So ax is not like you're saying that being different is a bad thing to say. People are different, and maybe she's just being a little too honest. And I think Paula Deen is an honest person.
Well, I really do, too. She's like everybody else. She did a couple of really dumb things.
She's got Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson on her side.
Unlike us.
Oh, yeah.
When we do it, it doesn't cost us millions of dollars. That's the only difference. But other than that, she's just like us. She did something really stupid, maybe a couple of times. That's it. And now she's learned her big lesson. Hers is a tougher lesson to learn because it hits the pocketbook.
I think she'd have been smarter if she'd have just said, you know, life's an evolution. And I'm not the Paula Deen who said that, if she did, when she did say it, is not the same Paula Deen that exists today.
That would have been great to say.
Yeah.
That would have been a great thing to say. Now, that would have been, you need to be her PR person.
Yeah. And if any of you out there who are thinking bad things about me think you're the same you were now as you were 20, 30 years ago, you're not being honest with yourself.
That's a great way to do it, but you didn't do it that way. Hey, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hey, Linda said that she can clarify that blackboard thing when that other guy was...
We'll do that, and then we'll get to Tim. Bring Linda on here. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm AM and the PM, by the way.
Thank you. So what's the story on Come Over Here, They Can't See You over there by the blackboard?
Okay, well, it was on the Wendy Williams show, and Wendy was letting the audience know that Paula has a history of this type of thing. And so she said, to prove it to you, let me play this video. And it was a video of Paula being interviewed. And so anyway, Paula was saying about how she had a black friend who is, his name is Hollister. And first she says, and he's as black as this wall behind me. And the lady says to her, well, is Hollister here? And Paula says, yes, he is. And she said, Hollister, come on out here, come on out here. And, of course, he wasn't saying anything, and she said, the interviewer again says, are you sure he's here? She said, well, he might be here, but he's so black he blends in with the wall behind him.
Well, I got news for you. When you say something like, he's so black, that no matter how you slice it, that doesn't go well.
No.
That doesn't go over well.
So that was what he was trying to tell. It was actually aired on the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah, well, that hints of further racism in her genes and her DNA.
And there's one more thing that's really bad too that was brought out, and again I'm just quoting what they've talked about, is that she also made reference to one of her employees. She had a nickname and referred to that employee, the African-American employee, as being her little monkey.
Oh my God, it's how it goes.
That doesn't go well either.
No.
And no matter how you try to explain that one, it's not going to fly.
No, it's more than the N-word that she has, done.
And by the way, here's what's going to kill her. If somebody produces any audio or video of her using that word after she said she didn't ever use it but that once, she's done.
Oh, she is done, and I don't believe that she didn't.
Because she also said this morning, the two people I am prejudiced against, liars and thieves. And if somebody comes up with that, she will have just proven that she is a liar.
Mm.
And then
then
she's cooked.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Linda, for the call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Let's take a moment to talk with Tim Lytle before we have to break. Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Frank.
How you feel?
I feel excellent. Glad to be back.
All right. Now, in the shortest version you can come up with, let's go back and talk to people about what happened to you. You had months and months ago, you had some serious issues. You had like part of your colon removed or something. Is that correct?
Right. On December 6th.
And you had to wear a bag for... like the last 6 months. Now, you just went back in, and what did they do?
They took down my colostomy, and they reattached my colon to my rectum, and now I'm back to normal. I got plumbing.
They took about a foot and a half. Rectum?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Edit out rectum.
Well, this is medical talk.
So they reattached it, and how long were we in the hospital?
Actually, he said I'd be in there 4 to 6 days, and I was in there. I went in on Friday and came out on Monday. So I was just in three. They wanted me to start having some movement and everything like that, and it happened a lot sooner. And
movement?
Movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you, did you get rid of the bag?
Yes. And in fact, tomorrow they take out the stitches where the bag was. They closed it up and sewed my skin back together. And
this has to be better than any Christmas present or anything in your life that ever happened when you got rid of that bag. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. It is. I mean, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people who can't have it reversed. And if it would have meant serious illness or that was okay. I mean, I did not have a problem with it. A little irritating here and there, but I was glad to get things back to normal. So,
wow, are you not like me? I mean, you're so not like me. I'd be going for 6 months complaining, whining. I can't believe I got poop in a bag strapped to my leg or whatever. And the day it came off, woohoo! Let's break out the champagne.
Oh no! Let me tell you something. You know, after getting married in July and then 6 months later this happening. It put a strain on some things, you know. But once it was gone, I was
you
very
got the
glad
green
it was
light
gone,
from the doctor.
I'll get the green light tomorrow.
Right, let me ask you. This is I don't know how to phrase this next question, but I have to ask it because everybody is wondering it. When they reversed it and attached it the first time you sat down, was it just like it always was?
Or was
did
it glorious?
Hurt? Was it fantastic?
Are euphoric?
Was it hard? Was it tough? I mean, what was it? I'm seriously, what was it?
All of the above.
It wasn't painful.
It was. It wasn't painful. They did a lot of work inside, so there was, you know. I was worried about what was coming out, but it felt good coming out. And then when I started eating a little bit more solid food and the first good bowel movement I had, it was very good. And all the years that I
did you call your wife in? Connie, come here and look at this.
No,
in a bag.
Guys, I didn't call that. I called my nurse, or my nurse was in there taking blood pressure, and I just go, oh, my gosh, guess what? And she goes, what? I said, I just passed gas. It's like a little kid.
Wow, you didn't have 6 months of that either, right?
Well, I mean, you still had that. But
he blew it into the bag. Every time he felt the bag inflate, he knew he passed gas.
Oh, man, it was like a balloon over there.
Let me tell you what's really weird about this. Hey, right on. Give yourself a bell, because that's exactly what you have to do.
Really?
What'd you say?
Burp it like Tupperware.
You have to go out. Like if I were sitting in here and all of a sudden it just goes on its own. See, that's the thing. We're used to, if I got to go, I can hold it until later.
You can't do that with a bag.
When you got a colostomy, it goes whenever. And there were times in the airplane, you guys remember, I've texted, I had to land. I mean, this thing all of a sudden decided, okay, your bowels are moving. And so your gas and your bowel movements, you have no control over.
Can I just stop for a minute and say that you will not hear this discussion anywhere else on the radio in St. Louis? The old folks station would never have this discussion.
It's medical. Charlie Brennan wouldn't have this on.
No, he would never have this on. And I applaud you for sharing with us, because I believe in life there are lots of questions that I want to ask that I know everybody else wants to know.
Sure.
There's one today I want to ask, but I can't do it, because if I ask it and it's a legitimate question, it'll be misconstrued and misinterpreted as racist. So most people wouldn't say, hey, what was it like the first time you pooped after you got your colon connected back to the rectum? I think everybody'd want to know that, and now we know you're back to normal, and we're thrilled to death.
Yeah.
And you're back to normal.
Good to have you back, Timmy.
Yeah, thanks. And I do have to say, with having this, my grandma had this all of her life. And I was a kid, and I never really understood. You know, we'd say, Grandma, you got to go change a bag and stuff like that. Well, now I kind of know what she went through now, you know. But she didn't have the blessing to get it reversed like I did. So, I'm not embarrassed by it. It was very painful to have diverticulitis and have your, you know, get the tear and have just normal bowel movements that people have. I would have once a week or every other week, I'd have terrible pain. So now things are going through my system, and it's like, wow, boy, this is great. So
now, do you have to have a special diet or something, or you just whatever?
Actually, until tomorrow, it's very low. You'd think it'd be high fiber to keep you going, but they said we want you on a low fiber diet, and then starting after I get the stitches out, then I can start getting to more of a higher fiber.
Let's talk about this stitches thing. Do they have to I mean, is that done when you, like, from the back end? They got to go in.
No. No, no.
These are the stitches. The bag came out.
This is where the bag was, because they take your colon and they kind of turn it inside out. They put a slit in your skin.
Ew.
And they sew it to it, and that's what it is. It's the inside of your colon that you're seeing. And then when he undid the stitches and took it out, he sewed me back up. They did, when they went into me the first time, they had to, because it was an emergency, they had to cut about a 6-inch. Go down from my belly button down and take my guts out, basically, and clean them out and get rid of the bad colon.
This time
they went in laparoscopically. They had the one hole where the colostomy was. Then they poked another hole above that, another one on the side, one down lower, and then they got this machine, I guess, that has staples, that micro staples, and they go in through your rear, and they take the one part of the colon, the other part of the colon they're in from the front, and they attach
it. You don't want to wake up in the middle of that deal.
No.
No.
You don't. Anesthesia to wear off.
Wait a minute. What's your hand doing?
Yeah. Stapling in your butt.
And I do want to thank the hospital and the nurses and Dr. Maxfield for the good drugs they gave me right afterwards, because it was pretty painful. So they gave me something good.
If you take half your colon out, is that a semicolon? Is that what you end up with?
Then
Tim would have a semicolon. Everybody has a colon, and women have a period. The entire English language punctuation is covered in all of this. Tim, good to have you back, and thanks for letting us in on the, a lot of people would have said, well, I don't want to talk about.
I
appreciate that. We're smarter. No, we're smarter.
Hey, it happens, and it happens. Doctor.
After this reversal, it's not just it happens. SH happens again. All right.
Yeah,
hey, man.
Well, thanks for letting me come on. I appreciate that.
Welcome back.
I hope there's other people out there that, this happens, and if it happens to you, there's good sides to it. So, but thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
Hey, we're glad to have you. All right, there you go, Tim Weiland, alive and well, alive and kicking and sitting again.
Yeah,
and back to normal. Now I'm going to have to do some business. We'll break. I'll come back and do some more business, because I have to get caught up, because I'm like 10 minutes over. But that's okay. It was worth it. What a great rundown and explanation of that by Tim Weiland, Mark Reardon, and Jason Becker. Are known online as Mark and Jason, as in markandjason.com. They work for Stifel Nicolaus. They are financial advisors. Mark Reardon is in the process right now of investigating a particular stock category for me, something that I am very interested in, that I actually believe. Don't email me and ask me what it is. I will not give advice about stocks. That's not what I do. But it's been a long time since something caught my attention, and I thought, if my instincts are right about this, this is going to be one of those things that in 5 years, the whole world's going to say, boy, do I wish I jumped on this one. But I'm going to find out, because I'm letting an expert do more than just make a decision based on my intuition or what I think I might see in the future. And that's what Mark and Jason are doing. They're going to do a lot. They know where to go to find out things I don't even know to look for, and then they'll get back to me and go, you know what, I know you think this is a good idea, but we wouldn't advise it. And that's all they do. They either advise that you do something or they don't. The rest is up to you. They don't make promises that can't be kept. They've been doing this a while. They get a lot of very satisfied customers, many who came to them with $25,000 and some who came to them with millions. If you have $25,000 or more, here's the email, I'm sorry, the website, to put you in touch with a couple of guys you may very well want to meet and have a meeting with. Won't cost you anything to meet them. MarkandJason.com.
All right. We just welcomed him back, and I'll do that again. Welcome back, bagless Tim Weiland. Here's a look at traffic.
And be prepared, next time I come into the studio, I'm going to go pull my finger.
Oh,
guess
what?
I
bet you are.
All right. Yeah, all right. Westbound 70, you could look for the normal slowdown between 270 and the Blanchet Bridge. Same thing on southbound 270. Looks like we're slowing midway between Clayton Road Overpass and Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, just a little bit of volume going past Hampton through McCausland. Gets heavier 270 through Mason, and it's slow at the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their 6-inch subs, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. Join me on the Night Owl weeknights from midnight until 2 right here on the Big 550. So you ask, what's the Night Owl about? It's about you, current events, pet peeves, how the world treats you, you, sports, your job, and oh, did I mention current events? It's the Night Owl with Terry Hall, midnight till 2 a.m. weeknights for fun, irreverence, and who knows what else on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's a swing and a drive, deep center field. This has a chance to go. It's a goner!
Hi, fans. It's Matt Holliday. There's nothing like wearing the birds on the bat. On Saturday, July 6th, 25,000 fans, 16 and older, can take home the Matt Holliday Adult Replica Jersey, presented by Tickets.com. On July 6th, we play the Marlins, and you can take my jersey home. Again, that's Saturday, July 6th, for the Matt Holliday Jersey Giveaway. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotion.
Home run for Matt Holliday.
Sunday, July 7th at 1:15, the Cardinals take on the Marlins. That day, it's the AT&T Cardinals flag, the perfect addition to any fan's front porch. Stick around after the game. It's Christian Day at the ballpark, a post-game program featuring Cardinals players and keynote speaker Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty. Again, that's Sunday, July 7th, when the Cardinals take on the Marlins. The AT&T porch flag and Christian Day at the ballpark featuring Willie Robertson and Cardinal players. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Congratulations to Veronica from North Carolina, Terry from Texas, and Angela from Detroit. They're just a few of our radio listeners who can now enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. To receive their free cruise, all they had to do was call Holiday Cruise Line during our recent radio free cruise promotion. And guess what? It's on again. You too are guaranteed a free cruise to the Bahamas. Please call in the next 5 minutes. Call 1-800-400-8065. We're promoting free cruises because once you try one of our cruises, we know you'll want to keep coming back. Your free cruise includes your cabin, meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, and a chance to win thousands in cash prizes. You're only responsible for a small port fee. Discover why Porthole Magazine named us Best Bahamas Getaway Cruise 3 years running. Be the next listener to enjoy a free cruise to the Bahamas. 1-800-400-8065. Act fast. 1-800-400-8065.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-900-7127. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients. So you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-900-7127. 1-800-900-7127. That number again is 1-800-900-7127.
If you haven't refinanced your home at today's rate, what are you waiting for? Rates are creeping up, and Golden Oak still has fixed mortgage rates in the threes.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. Now's the time to lower your rate and save money every month.
Even if you're not sure we can save you money, call us. What have you got to lose? We're happy to try. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Our experienced loan officers will ask you a few simple questions, and we take it from there. No muss, no fuss, no out-of-pocket fee.
Take 10 minutes. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. Take advantage of ridiculously low fixed mortgage rates. Today, still in the threes.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate 3.25, APR 4.165, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Is your name Bill Smith?
Sure is.
Do you have brown eyes?
Yep, I do.
Is your credit card maxed out?
I don't think so.
Ever missed a bill payment?
No!
Ever take a pen from your office?
No, never! No, please stop!
Ever feel like most stores go a little too far with credit checks? Next time, shop Rent-A-Center and get the brands you want without a credit check. See store for details. No credit check or credit required. Refers to rental purchase transactions.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With the bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I can put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Home is where the heart is, a place where you're comfortable and secure. At Del Mar Gardens Home Care, they provide the finest professional and supportive services in the comfort of your home. Their home care nurses, therapists, aides, and companions will help you regain your health, maintain your independence, and assist in daily routines. Maintaining good health and independence in the home setting, that's the Del Mar Gardens Home Care commitment. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 636-733-7330. 636-733-7330.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I normally right here we play what we call bumper music. You know, some kind of music. It plays for 10 seconds. We don't have time for that. I get to some phone calls, and I have to do one bit of business, and then in 1 minute, I'm going right to the phones. So here we go, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. That business is the business of American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, longest-running advertiser on this show. And here's what I'd like for you to do. You're going to hear, not only here, but on television, everywhere else, you're going to hear a lot of mortgage company commercials. You're going to see them. I want you to do business with American Equity Mortgage, because whatever it is those other people are telling you, in some cases, a lot of it's copying American Equity Mortgage. And there's nothing any of those places can do that I don't think American Equity Mortgage can do better. So why, if you're truly AM and the PM, if you're loyal, loyalty's a big deal to me, you'll give the folks at American Equity Mortgage a chance to either help you get in that house you want to get in, or to help you borrow money a really, really smart way. And that's with the equity in the house you already own. And when I say already own, you don't have to own it outright. You can still have a mortgage, but there's equity there. And home prices are crawling back up. The market's getting better for the sellers, which is good for you. Your home becomes worth more again, greater equity. It's all good. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999. Paula has been very patient, and I appreciate it. Paula, how are you? Paula?
Paula.
Paula's called twice, and she even called back.
I didn't hear her there.
Paula, we know you're there. You have to speak now. Okay, what happened, Paula? Where were you?
I'm sorry. I had another call.
Well, no call is as important as this one, Paul.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
All right, what can we do for you?
Well, I had a story to share with you.
All right.
I actually just got back from Florida about a month ago.
That's a great story.
Yeah. Wait, no, I think...
Oh, wait, you're not...
She's got more.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, about 2 months ago, but I went down there to see Paula Deen, and I was just going to share that story with you. She did a cooking demonstration down there and had a luncheon at the wine festival and things. So we got to see her, and I thought she was great. I mean, she was very down to earth, but I think she just says things like that she even said that day, that she doesn't really realize or think anything about what she's saying.
Well, she will now.
Yeah. She actually had two bodyguards with her there that were black, and... Yeah. She had made a couple references even about one of her sons had called and got engaged, and I guess she was like a maybe a Portuguese lady or something, and she said, well, it won't be the first time we've had a foreigner in the family. So, I mean, that's just the way she talked.
Yeah, I think a lot of what people from the South say is not meant in any mean-spirited way. But yeah. we live in a world where everybody's waiting to pounce and just turn anything into something bigger. Again, not saying she hasn't done some things that, by her own admission, she'd love to be able to take back and won't ever do again. So I appreciate the call. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, Paula. Kathy, how are you, Kathy?
I'm doing just fine, Frank. How are you?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm great.
Good.
How can I help?
I was just going to say I'm a teacher, actually, in the Ferguson-Florissant District, which is primarily, I think we're about 86% black. And nobody says I is what I is.
No, they don't.
No.
It's an insult, and it's a throwback to the old black minstrel days.
Yeah, and I think she was trying too hard. She could have easily said, you know, I made a mistake and I've used it, but now I know better. But the fact that she threw that in there, I'm not really surprised that Walmart dropped her after that interview.
And Caesars dropped her. She was supposed to have a buffet named after her.
I'm going to tell you, I'm with Kathy. I think when she said, I is what I is, I think a couple of sponsors went, okay, that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Because
we're done.
That is literally half the punchline to a racist joke.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's actually more racist, I think, than what people normally talk about. Have you used the word? You know, okay, well, I apologize for that, and I'm not going to do it again. But
then you don't go
out there and say, I is what I is.
Exactly. I watched it this morning, and it stunned me. What the heck? What are you doing?
Yeah. So whoever is a publicist needs to be fired.
Well, either that or she just did it and because she didn't know any better, and her publicist was sitting there going, no, when he heard it, or she
exactly.
heard it.
Exactly.
All right, Kathy, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening, too.
All right. You're welcome to call about that or anything else. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I don't know that I understand the gay ruling, the Supreme Court. Here's the way what I think has happened is that the Supreme Court said, okay, if you're legally married in a state that allows a gay marriage, then they can no longer keep you from leaving things to each other in your will, and you get all the benefits of other married people. But they haven't forced the whole country to recognize gay marriage. Is that about the gist of
it? Well, I don't think they can, right? Isn't it state by state?
Well, I think they were hoping that they could say it's unconstitutional to deny anybody. I don't know that I really understand it, but I think it's not what the gay community really completely wanted, but it's better than nothing. Let's put it that way. At least in the states where there is legal gay marriage, those people will get the rights they feel they should have. So that's my take on it. Dean, not Paula Dean, just Dean is on the phone. Hello, Dean.
Oh, Dean's gone.
Dean's gone. Boy, Dean didn't last very long, did he?
Chuck. We got Chuck on.
Well, then let's bring Chuck on. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Just kind of curious about these, or set the record straight on these menstrual shows you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think I've witnessed one of those. And
I went to one as a kid. I went to a couple of them in the South.
Here it comes.
I think it jokes.
Yeah, I think it's a joke, too, but let's let him go. Go ahead, Chuck. Hang yourself. Go ahead.
Well, it should just not. It's not something I recommend or would want to see again. That's all. That's all.
No. Come on, Chuck.
Come on.
You were going to try to spin a joke, and we go ahead and let's have it. Come on.
Women,
it might,
thing.
Chuck.
Come
it
on.
Might be brilliant.
Come on, do it, Chuck.
Go ahead, run with it. You got me. I don't know.
Chuck, come on. Chuck, minstrel is too easy a word to play with.
Yes, it is. I agree.
Yeah. You were going to say something like, I went to a couple minstrel shows, but that was in a different period, and something like that.
Are we
held a little minstrel show many years ago at my pad? what you were going to do.
I wish I'd had that for you, but
he didn't even have that.
All right, Chuck.
All right, hey, the pleasure's all mine.
Well, that's what you think. It was ours. Thanks for the call. Can I get one more in or no?
Sure,
no, that means no. The way Tom, I'll give Tom 1 minute. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you.
I got to stop and tell people what Dan just put on the screen.
Dan said, and he typed it on my screen, talking about minstrel shows. The minstrel show starred Clot Eastwood. I do not think that's funny.
I don't either. I don't know why.
Disgusting. Tom, I'm sorry I had to hear that. How can we help you?
I think somebody
You were talking earlier this week about the moon signs and all that kind of
What was it called? The full moon, the big super moon. Yeah.
I worked on a cattle ranch for I still do once in a while, and the ranch manager would actually follow the moons and the phases of the moon and that when we rounded the cattle up.
Wow.
So when we weaned the calves, they wouldn't bawl and make any noise. The cows would just say, okay, go away, we're done with you. And then when we castrated the bull calves, they didn't seem to mind at all when you followed the signs of the moon and all that stuff.
So to women listening, if you're thinking about castrating your husband, do it during a full moon and he won't scream.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't actually the full moon. You had to follow the sign of the moon, and then there are parts of the body that the moon sign has something to do with, and this guy religiously followed these signs, and we never had any problems with the cattle. They felt like they were supposed to be castrated at that time, and then you turn them out, they wouldn't bleed, they just didn't seem to bother him at all.
Well, I got to run, but that's great information, and hey, how do you argue with that? Thank you, Todd.
All right, thanks, bye.
Clot Eastwood. That's not funny. That's disgusting. Thompson Price, who probably just dropped us like people are dropping Paula Deen because of that Clot Eastwood thing. Thompson Price is a man's name and a company's name. There's no Mr. If you call there and ask for Mr. Thompson, there's no Mr. Thompson. There's Tom Price, Thompson Price. Kitchen, baths, home. Now, a lot of people remodel kitchens and baths. I have a friend. We have a friend, my wife and I. They had their kitchen remodeled. They were without a kitchen for 6 months. We were without a kitchen for 3 weeks. And our company, Thompson Price, did a better job than the friends. You can't tell your friends that. You can't go in the kitchen and go, oh, man, this is not very good. You go, oh, wow, that's really nice. And then you leave and look at each other and go, boy, did they get screwed over. They were down 6 months for that? It happens. It happens. A lot of people come in and say, nah, you'll be without a kitchen 3 or 4 weeks. And then once that's not the case, what are you going to do about it? You just have to wait it out. Go with the pros. Get your money's worth. Thompson Price. Check their website, thompsonprice.com. Don't go away. Dr. Doug Pernikoff coming up, plus whatever else. 4 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Same-sex marriage, upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. The court struck down the defense.